and Christy. We were in Christy's shoes. A lot of us are or were, and so we're just trying to go do the audit because we feel like we can provide a great service for our clients because we have that experience and we have expertise in audit and accounting and GASBs and all the compliance requirements, and we feel like we have the expertise to help not only be an auditor but be a partner to our clients and assist them with accounting and complex transactions and as well as be a comp, you know a an auditor in an audit capacity.
Hey, Chris, you have any questions?
No, I have no questions. I'm saying not on that, but thank you for that introduction. I just have a few things from from the proposal you sent. So I didn't know if, are you required to actually audit or to read our minutes to check anything? Because that's what our old one should. I just didn't know if something required that we didn't have prepared for you on
I'm sorry, could you
our
repeat
meeting.
that? I couldn't hear you very well.
Our meeting minutes that
Yeah.
actually will that be something required that you will actually need to read and stay on top of, I guess? Because normally our old one should have a channel that would go through our meeting minutes and just kind of stay on top of everything. I guess maybe that's when we caught different things that we might have missed.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, we review minutes as part of our audit procedure. That's kind of a standard audit procedure that we're required to do on every audit is review meeting minutes and see if there's anything that, you know, financial related that may impact the financial statements or your audit. Does that answer your question?
Definitely wanted to hear. Thank you for that. And then let's see. In here, you said that you will be complete with the audit by May of 2024. So when would you plan to start the audit?
Well, I meant to say, you know, based on a kind of on the questions I've asked you before, you know, we would like to coordinate with you on when it's the best time to do the audit. We would like to complete the audit by you know, at the very least by the deadline of July 31st, at the very least, but we would like to do it earlier if possible. It just depends on what your schedule of availability is and what our schedule is, and we can coordinate something that works for the both of us. Right now our May is fairly open, so we, you know, in the I understand in the past you've done audits around that May time frame, so we could do that, or we could adjust to whatever schedule you'd like, depending on your availability and ours.
Yeah, because this year we started like a week earlier. We started like the end of April, but normally it's like the first week of May. And that really works well for us to
Sure.
go there again because we also have Department of Human Services that will have to actually go to that site and audit that with the Department of Human Services. And I'm excited that you actually have a gentleman that actually has is an expert in the Department of Human Services. That's nice to see that.
Yeah, we did that on purpose. You know, we work with him, with Nick Beston is his name, is he knows human services really well. He's worked in it in accounting, and so he knows that side of the coin, and so he's been a huge asset for us. But yeah, we will adjust to you. We want to give you as much time as you need to complete your books and close everything out, close out the year end, perform the audit, and you know, so we can, so when we come out to do the audit, it's, you know, we give you plenty of time to get ready. And when we start the audit, we, you know, we can complete it within a, you know, within a reasonable time and get you the audit report as, and opinions as soon as possible.
And then in your proposal, you said it includes 3 to 5 days on site, but that would be Los Angeles County, but you are going to do 3 to 5 days for Department of Human Services as well.
Well, it really depends again on the functionality. Now, I'm probably leading on the 5 day period, honestly, with Los Angeles County. Just especially the first year, we're probably going to be on site more than usual, just because it's a first year and we have to kind of get our bearings and understanding of the situation. But yeah, we're planning on we can we will we'll probably want to do the human services side at a separate date, probably. Which may I may have not reflected that in the proposal, but we will adjust to your schedules, and I know the previous auditor spent, I think 2 weeks out on site is what I think he told me. And we're planning to be somewhere a little bit less than that, because we like to do a more of a hybrid audit where we do some remote, some in person. And when we do in person, we don't want to come in and have to start everything from scratch and just kind of waste a lot of time doing our own procedural things that we could do on our own. When we come on site, we like to, you know, hit the ground running by knowing what to test, knowing what to look for, sending you things in advance. One of our biggest strategies of how we complete audits quickly is by getting a lot of work done ahead of time, especially if it's like a single audit. It doesn't have to be, the books don't have to be all the way closed in order for the single audit to happen. So we'd like to usually do what we call an interim audit, basically come out and do things that don't require your books to be closed. We just testing internal controls, testing compliance, testing the single audit for human services. That gives us a little bit of a leg up on the timelines, because it doesn't force us to have to crunch everything in a matter of 2 weeks to get everything done, or 3 weeks, or whatever it is. We can actually have time to complete everything timely and, you know, get ahead of things. And so when we do come out on site, we're prepared, we have questions ready to go, or we have requests ready to go that, you know, we can get started on right away and not waste your time or ours when we're out there.
Yeah, that sounds great. Honestly, I think for the first year, especially when you cover human services, for them, that's probably take a little bit.
Yeah, absolutely. First year is always tough.
Yeah, because I think with the single audit with Department of Human Services, I think you have to actually follow, I thought the report, I think it might be a SIPA report. I think that you have to follow that. And so technically, yep. I think what the state will do that in the final report, because you just said about being the books closed, but I think you have to follow the SIPA report to say this is the federal funding that the state has. And I think you have to follow that to make it matches our books.
Correct? Yeah, correct. Yeah, this we try to reconcile the state's CFMS report to the DHS, to the Department of Human Services books, and try to reconcile the two to make sure they all tie out. And then we do the same for your administrative grants that you get, like your ARPA or your other type federal grants that you get. Yeah, so it's kind of combines into the schedule of expenditure of federal awards, which is your CFA that you just discussed, I believe. So.
And as far as we're working on the GASB 96 to where we're going to get all the information. And then I would just appreciate a little bit of guidance when we get to that. We'll have all the documentation and everything together for you. But you did state in here that you would give some guidance on the GASB 96, correct?
Yes. Yeah, we will. We have some templates we can provide you that kind of do the calculation. The biggest thing with these GASB 96 and 87 that just came out last year is the compiling, as you probably know, is the compiling of information. And a county, and you know, as any county really, or any major organization such as yours. Sorry. I'm on a client side. I apologize. They had a bell going off, the biggest thing that's happened with the last two GASBs is the collection of information. That's something that, you know, puts a lot of stress on the client, unfortunately, on the organization to obtain all that information. We will help you calculate everything and determine if it complies with GASB 96. We will assist you through the whole way through. The biggest thing for us is to have the information available. And looking for leases or looking for technology. Well, this GASB 96 is technology based. It's subscription agreements that have to do with technology. And so trying to compile those throughout each department in the county is probably the toughest thing to do. And, unfortunately, we can try to help you with that, but I think mostly it's put on the client to do, but we will guide you anything past that. Once we have everything compiled and everything collected, we will help you look through it and calculate it and determine what the proper guidance is.
That sounds great. Thank you. Yep. I don't have any questions. What's the
else? No, I'm good. I've got a couple. You talked about one of your employees having DHS experience. Is that in the auditing portion of that, or did they work for DHS?
So we contract with Nick Best, and he works for a DHS department. But he has audited, he has compliance experience. He understands the audit side. He's been audited. He understands the ins and outs of it. And he understands how the CFMS report reconciles. And we understand it too internally. So, he just helps us with the compliance piece and understanding how it flows from department to department, because I feel like the human services grants are not black and white. And a lot of times, that we can follow the compliance supplement that the United States federal government provides us. However, it's not always the biggest thing is, it's not always black and white. And I think a lot of auditors tend to think it's black and white and tend to test things black and white, when reality is that, a lot of processes that play into those entitlement grants and things like that are a little bit more complex. And so therefore, that's why we like to have him on board with that. But yes, he does have more mainly accounting experience, but he understands the compliance supplement and the auditing requirements that go along with the audit.
Would you consider the third party?
Yes.
Okay, yes.
Yes.
I see underneath your similar client engagements, Adams County, Clear Creek County, that you with a firm or somebody who's with a firm, I guess that's the way I interpret that, that did the auditing for those counties. Can you elaborate a bit?
Absolutely. So I used to work for several companies. One of them was called Swanhorston Company, and we were the auditors for those entities that I listed in that proposal. I listed Wendy Swanhorst, who was the partner of that firm. She retired since, and she was the partner on those audits. And she's my mentor, and so I talked to her all the time. But basically, I was part of those audits. I was the lead auditor on those audits. And so I felt like listing them was prudent to explain to our clients our experience and our abilities.
Okay, I have no other questions.
Thanks, Gazette.
Any others?
No, just that I think our next step is that on September 5th, we'll take this to our Board of County Commissioners for a final decision, and then I think we'll probably inform them after our County Commissioners make the decision.
Okay, when do you expect that? I'm just out of curiosity.
September 5th is when it goes to the Board of County Commissioners.
Okay.
Okay. That information.
Wonderful. Well, thank you. Thank you. Can I ask you a few questions? What do you expect out of the audit firm? And I know you had one for a long time. What do you expect out of a new audit firm?
I'll give you my.
Please.
What I would like out of auditing Vernon and Christie, she's our finance director, so she'd be much more in tune. But what I want to do, or I want to get out of auditing Vernon, just to make sure that it's all said and done, we have really good, accurate numbers that show our citizens exactly where our monies are being spent and how they're being spent. I guess there's new terms out there called transparency and other terms like that. I don't know if we'll see. None of these are at the front of my brain, but that's what I'm posting. Whoever questions, we have good financial records to support whatever it is that we're doing.
Makes sense. Well, we hope to provide that for you. Honestly, and I've Christy and I have spoken once, and so we're I feel like we can fulfill those kind of your requirements. So I appreciate you saying that, and you know, I just want you to know we have the experts to do it. We're small, but yet we're proficient in our we're experts in our fields, and we can provide the requirements you stated in your proposal in your RFP.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Dimitri.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Thank you. Can you folks hear us okay?
Yes.
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 Do you have any other staff that are going to be joining us, or is this it?
This will be it.
Okay, can you give us a high overview of your firm?
What was that? Yeah, we're Singer Lee Wack.
And can you give us a high overview of your firm, experience you guys have had, what you can do for Los Angeles County, auditing practices, et cetera?
Oh, sure. Sorry, it is a little hard to hear you. I apologize for that. Yeah, so it's Singer Lee Wack. Give you a little bit of background on us a little bit. So I'm a partner, Brad Bingenheimer, with the firm. And prior to about 2.5 years ago, I was a partner with a firm in Salem, Oregon, Bolt Carlisle and Smith. And our firm merged into Singer Lee Wack. That firm, we had a very long history of 50 years of serving local governments, mainly here in Oregon. With our joining Singer Lee Wack, we're bringing that expertise into all the markets that Singer Lee Wack is in. And so that includes Colorado, because we do have an office in Denver. So Colorado is one of the states that we're looking at expanding our government practice to. As far as, you know, expertise in auditing counties, particular, here in Oregon, we currently audit 5 counties. And have audited several others. And that goes back, you know, today we're on location at a county here in Oregon that we've audited for over 25 years. So we have a long history of auditing local governments and counties in particular. And looking at, you know, your county structures and what you do, it's not that different than what the counties do here in Oregon. Very similar type of programs and systems that you have. You know, here also the counties do the property tax collection. So we see that that's part and parcel of what you do. You also have the, you know, various health programs that operate. Same thing here in Oregon, as well as just, you know, the general governance that a county does in serving the citizens with things like, you know, sheriff, patrol, and law enforcement that way. So we're very familiar with how these counties operate and what they do.
Okay, Seth, do you have any questions?
I could have missed it, but I'd like to know your experience with Department of Human Services, like your background on that, any expertise, anything in Department of Human Services that's through the state of Colorado with all of that funding. So I'd like to know your experience with that. Could you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. It's a little garbled. Sorry, I apologize for that.
I'd like to know your experience, the background experience for the Department of Human Services, you know, for that state funding. So if you can explain that a little bit, because I didn't really speak too much in there about the Department of Human Services.
Okay. Well, yeah, as you know, our experience here in Oregon would be very similar to what you have there in Colorado with Department of Human Services. You know, our state human services, as well as the federal human services, provide various grants and stuff such to the counties with funding for different programs, mainly health related. Some are related to other types of human service efforts, including housing and that kind of thing. Which once again, we've audited those here in Oregon. I don't see that that would be any different than what you have there in Colorado.
So, at the end of the year, the state of Colorado sends us, I think, the SIPA report 20 mails to. So, you know exactly how that works, Department of Human Services here in Colorado.
I don't know the specifics of what the Colorado Department of Human Services would be sending you, but there again, I'm not too concerned about that. It's something that we could certainly, I think, quickly learn what the requirements there are and how it folds into what you do, and how it's recorded in your financial statements. As part of our audit, that'd be one of the first things we do is gain a better understanding of everything that you do. And things like, relationship with the Department of Human Services.
Okay, and so you did state that you do funding the special agencies for clerk and recorder or public trustees. You said that. Now you didn't really state in your proposal about on site. It doesn't really state if you were going to actually be on site for the audit.
Right. That was in the email correspondence, I believe, between Orlando and Christy, and she had indicated that you would prefer to have people on site, and so we're more than happy to do that.
Yeah. So from both our California office with Orlando and Oregon office, to us it's a very short flight to Colorado to have some team members on site, as well as get some people come down with us from the Denver office. So yes, we would anticipate having people on site.
Okay. And then you stated here about the post year-end field work. We normally start our audit May 1st. So but you have here March through April. So is that gonna be an issue if I'm saying we have to start May 1st and then have it complete at least by the deadline of July 31st? Because I'm sure you'd be done at this, because we're normally done by the middle of June.
Yeah, that would not be a problem for us to move it out a little bit. What we might want to do is be there a little bit earlier to do some, preliminary type of work, gain better understanding your systems, that kind of thing, within a plan to really hit the year-end field work, auditing the final balances and account transactions. As of beginning in May. If it was delayed, that still should allow us plenty of time to issue the audit report and financial statements within the time frame required.
Yeah, because I think 2 weeks with Los Angeles County and then 2 weeks with the Department of Human Services. That's how it's normally done in the past.
She said usually 2 weeks for the county.
Yeah.
2 weeks for Department of Human Services.
Yeah. So typically that'd be so you'd have people on site for 4 weeks.
Yes. Yeah. Normally I'm saying it all goes well with Department of Human Services. So that's something that goes well with them.
Yeah. Certainly that we can, have people there throughout that time period. We have, our staffing is such that we will have people available during that time frame, because in Oregon, most of our municipalities are June 30 year ends, and we're done with those by December 31st. After the first year, then we don't have as much going on. So we do have a lot of staff availability in the time frame from, 1st of April through June 30th. So that should not be a problem for us at all.
Then as far as the GASB 96 and then 87, we did actually get GASB 87 on for the audit this year, but GASB 96, we actually are compiling all of that. We'll just need a little bit of assistance. You did put that in your proposal. So you want to maybe talk about that a little bit for us?
So
So she's referring to talking about the assistance with implementation of GASB 96.
Yes. Yeah. So as part of everything we do for all our clients is we are available to them for questions regarding implementation of new standards. We also, well, this is one of the unique things about us, is annually we hold a meeting for all our local government clients. We have that available both in person or online. And we have this forum meeting. One of the things we always talk about in there is new standards that are coming into effect in the coming year. Orlando Torres, this last year, he presented on the new CIVITA standards.
As well as the PPP.
Yeah, as well as, yeah, the PPP standard. So, now we're more than, we're well-versed in those and able to help our clients implement those. You know, we've developed essentially like a short questionnaire type of thing to help people gather that information on the CIVITA and just give you, you know, initial, you know, how applicable are, is it to the various agreements you have in place. So we have that we are using with all our clients. And of course, then we're able to assist with all the accumulation of the amounts and calculations to properly record the assets and liabilities and, you know, have those embodied in the financial statements.
Does the county keep their books on a budgetary basis, or are you also keeping GAAP fund accounts? Are you keeping GAAP fund accounts for the roll-up to the government-wide, or are you just maintaining a budgetary basis?
Budgetary.
Okay, yep. But you're providing schedules, I assume, to your auditor that, to bring the books to GAAP.
Yeah, I have everything. I'll have everything on site. I'm saying when you come on site, I'll have everything complete. But just for review, I'll have everything done.
And I apologize, folks. I'll take 5 steps back. Introductions. I'm Phil Dorkin, Los Angeles County Administrator.
Christine Coleman, Finance Director.
Sean Rogan, I'm the Accounting Administrator.
I'm Kathy Wilson.
I introduce myself, Brad Bingenheimer. And then Nicole.
I'm Nicole Ryan. I'm in the proposal as the manager for the engagement, and I'm actually based out of Buffalo, New York.
But she has a sister there in Denver, so she wants to come visit.
I do. Yeah, she lives just north of Denver, so a few-hour trip, not too bad. She likes to go down to the spring. She has some work down there, too, so we've been down there quite a bit.
Yeah, I have
other
questions.
Do you have any questions for us other than what you just had? Any other questions besides what you asked?
Yeah, I do have a couple questions. First one would be, what are you looking out? What are you looking for in your relationship with your auditor?
I'll chime in first, and Christy or Sean can add their comments. We're looking for, at least I'm looking for, a firm that will give us very accurate numbers to make sure everything that we are doing is in compliance with any and all regulations. And I guess the word now is transparency, though, so that if any of our citizens want to look at our books, you show them our books with confidence that what we are doing with their tax dollars is meeting all those standards. So I guess I want to make sure that an auditor will come in and say, yes, this is in compliance. You guys are doing a good job of work. The polar opposites, what we're doing, and we need to make some changes here, that's pointed out, and we're given those opportunities to make those changes. The audit firm will verify yes, we need those changes, if necessary, we're made.
Just as long as it's a great working environment with, you know, back and forth with auditory, because I'm with you every step of the way to tell you that, as long as we're in compliance, I have no issues with that.
It looked like you've been working with your current auditor for a long time.
We have. That's what I'm trying to say. And as far as I'm concerned, if there's something that I'm saying, if you're chosen, if there's something that you don't like the way we're doing it, I'm willing to work to say, okay, you would like me to do the schedule this way, and I'm very flexible to where if you think it'd be easier, but I know I'm prepared for the following year. So I'm very easy to work that direction because I want to make it as simple as possible for you to come in, check, audit our books, and to move on. I'm sure you have other clients that you have to move to.
We do pride ourselves in being responsive and available. So all of our partners, I'm a director, our managers are all available, and you will have people on site. Nicole, the manager, would be on site. Orlando would be there for at least part of. So you would have the partner there, which is nice because you have somebody who has some capabilities to provide answers as unusual questions come up or just kind of other things. Well, hey, we're looking at this and this is going to be happening this next year. You know, do you have recommendations of how that's going to look in our financials or how it's going to impact and what do we need to have ready, those kinds of things. We just find that it's easier to keep those relationships real open and be able to have that open communication because in the end, nobody likes surprises. You guys don't like surprises. We don't like surprises. So.
Thank you. We appreciate that.
Yeah.
One thing I didn't ask was you will actually read over and review our minutes, correct?
I'm sorry, I didn't quite catch that, Christy.
You will review and read over our board meeting minutes.
Yes, absolutely. That's one of our audit procedures that are required.
Okay, thank you.
Yep. And that would be through date of issuance or very close there, too. So.
And, you know, I do want to speak to you. So I do recognize, you know, that we our firm that doesn't have any governmental clients in Colorado, but as I said, this is an area that our firm is definitely targeting for growth, and we don't view obviously every state has its own unique requirements, and part of our job also will be to fully understand each of those states' requirements. But we really view this as an area that we want to be able to cover as many states as we have offices in. We've had the office there in Denver for over 5 years when another firm merged in. And we just, think that there's great opportunity there for, serving local governments in Colorado. We do bring, I personally, bring 35 years of experience auditing local governments. Kathy brings
16 years of experience auditing local governments, as well as 18 years of private accounting experience where I was a controller. So kind of did it the other way around.
And then Orlando, the partner down in California, he just joined us very recently from KPMG. He previously, he actually moved to Southern California from Puerto Rico. In Puerto Rico, he was basically the lead auditor for the territory of Puerto Rico. And Nicole, you want to speak a little bit about your experience there in New York?
Sure. I have been auditing governments for about, it'll be 19 years next month. So we've done tons of single audits, tons of fun compliance audits associated with those. I'm sure you're having fun with all the federal funding that's been going around since the COVID years. So, we're very well versed in those areas as well as the general government auditing in accordance with GASB.
So I guess I kind of want to answer a little bit, obviously whether you have any concerns about, us not having, that, prior presence in Colorado. But we are looking forward to gaining more and more in Colorado. So just want to, mention that, we're prepared to properly serve the county if we're selected.
Quick question. What's the firm that you guys merged with in Colorado?
Oh, boy. It was... Bowser, because Sheila was a partner there.
Yeah, this is Ed. Was that the other firm?
Yeah.
Hang tight. I'm looking to see if I can find something on it.
Yeah. Yeah, actually, there were actually two different firms there in Denver that we merged in. Like I said, that was over 5 years ago. And unfortunately, I've only been around two and a half years with Singer Lewak. So I don't remember all the firms that we've merged in. But that's another thing I would mention about our firm is, you know, we are definitely a growing firm. We are continuing to expand our presence in various areas. Our latest addition was a firm in Washington State up in the Seattle area, as well as we have offices, you know, let's see, have them out in Houston and Atlanta that were growing.
One of the two firms was Stark Shenkin in the Denver area. Let's see if I can find the other one.
So while she's looking for that, beyond just the, you know, audit services, as Kathy said, you know, we really do make ourselves available throughout the year for our clients to call us with questions. I always invite that because I want to deal with the questions that come up throughout the year. I don't want to wait till the end of the year. So we really do invite and welcome the interaction throughout the year with our clients. That way, you know, as things come up, you know, we're dealing with them in real time rather than them waiting.
So the second firm is Holbin, Hay, Lake, and Bowser.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, you bet.
Yeah. Do you have any other questions for us or any other comments?
No, I don't believe so. We'll make a recommendation to our Board of County Commissioners. They meet September 5th, and we're hopeful at that time they will decide which firm that they would like to engage services with. And then we'll let everyone know, all the firms know whether or not they were chosen. So I'll probably September 6th, we'll be letting everyone know in maybe the afternoon of the 5th.
Okay.
Sounds good.
All right. Yep.
Thank you for the opportunity to interview, and we look forward to hearing from you.
All right. Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Thank you.